everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm joined by my friend Vanessa.
Yes. Hey, everyone. I'm Vanessa Martinez, and I'm the newbie in the group. But it's really exciting because, as I said last time and the time before, we're moving along.
Yes. We don't have that much longer to go. It's like kind of sad.
It's going to go by so fast, I feel like.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I was talking with my colleagues today. They're like, oh, I wanted to be reported. I didn't like the sound of my voice. I'm all, same here. But somehow we have 171 episodes or whatever podcasts of our voices.
I feel like
it's weird.
I feel podcasts are different. There's no set tone.
Yeah.
To host the podcast.
That's true. Because like when it's a serious story in the newscast, you have to be so serious. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just us chatting. So it's like how we talk normally to each other.
Yeah. I mean, I think podcasts are like you're having a conversation with your friend and you're literally having a conversation with your friend. And maybe like newscast, you know, you're having a conversation with if you're at home or telling your friend a story, but your tone is dependent on the story.
That's very true. That's what they teach us with our journalism degrees at Cal State Fullerton, right, Vanessa? Tusk up. Titans, whatever.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yes. I made it up.
Tuffy the elephant or Tuffy the Titan.
Yeah. Tuffy the tiger.
Tuffy the Titan. Oh. That's funny. Okay, and back to Friends. So we're on the 175th episode, the one with Rachel's date. It's season 8, episode 5, and it premiered October 25th, 2001, with 25.64 million views. Vanessa, what happened?
So Rachel tries to date again and Ross doesn't take it well. We find out Chandler's middle name and Monica and Phoebe want to break up with the same guy, but for different reasons.
Yes. So this is an interesting, I like that they went there with Rachel because we know that Ross and Rachel aren't obviously together, but they are having the baby together. So where does that leave them to? And so I like that they go forward with this subject in this episode because we finally get to hear how Ross really, truly feels about everything. Because we kind of got what Rachel felt about everything when that, you know, the test or, you know, Phoebe's little test and say negative and then it was positive and Rachel was excited about it. But we didn't really get Ross's reaction aside from like when she just told him she was pregnant. So I like that this kind of touches on that. And it's true. It's like, well, what do you do when you're pregnant by somebody you're not with? You know, do you go on dates, you know? And so I like that they touched upon that in this episode.
Yeah. It's something that's, I don't know. I've never experienced this and I don't know anyone who has, but I would assume it's something that's not really talked about because what do you do? And especially even after, like if you have a kid and you're at any age and you're not married and you want to get married, you know, how do you break that news to that person that you have a child? Like, will they run away or will they not? You know? And I think that's something that I don't know anyone who
same here
who's had that but I would imagine, you know, it's a tough situation depending on the person.
Yeah. And she's at that point too, where she's not showing. So it's not like a blatant, like, oh, hey, you're pregnant, you know? So, and it's like, it's done in a funny manner, the way that like she meets this other guy. And so, but I do think it is just a different topic of like what family really traditional family looks like. And that, you know, brings it up to, you know, Ross's vision he had and all that. So it's cool. So the way that it goes down is Rachel is, goes to work with Joey on Days of Our Lives, and she's watching Cash Ford, who is a character on Days of Our Lives, and she gets all giddy and really excited to meet him because she's there with Joey on set visiting him. And then somehow Cash thought that was endearing, and Joey told him no at first, like, no, I'm not going to give you her information. But then Rachel tells him, no, give him my information. She was like, and Joey was like, what? But you're pregnant. She was like, well, Cash Ford, not a person. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's almost like in a sense he was like saying, oh, well, you're pregnant, but also kind of like protecting her, like reminding her that, you know, your life's going to be different. Yeah, I mean, not so much I guess you shouldn't be dating, but I think it's that's her choice to make as well. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it is her choice to make. And so she, you know, tells Joey, give him my information. And then you see her getting ready to go on the date. And then Ross comes over, like wanting to hang out with a pizza and wants to go see a Russian film. And then she tells him, you know, I'm going on my date. And it's like, he has a really like bad reaction because he's like, my baby's on a date with her. It's going to Staten Island on the ferry.
On a ferry. You know?
Yeah. So I thought that was a reasonable reaction, but like maybe obviously a little too overreacted, but a good thought. Like, what? Like, you know, but it's true. It's just confusing because it's, what are you supposed to do? It's her choice to go on this date and you're not together. And it's just, it's strange, you know? So.
Yeah. And I feel like the whole, you know, yes, as a father, I can imagine he is very protective mm-hmm. of his baby, but I also feel like the baby going on a ferry was almost like a cover up for him to like also
react
to hit Rachel's going out on a date. But what about me? Like, you don't want to give it a shot, but he doesn't want to bring it up to her.
Yeah. And I like how he's looking out at the people. Yeah. Like waiting for her to come home.
Yeah.
And so, then that brings up the conversation with Joey. And Joey's so sincere and so loyal with Ross at this point, saying, you know, like, are you guys in love? Well, no. Are you guys, you know, going to be together? No. And then Ross says, you know, I always imagine it was a heartbreaking story to hear, because he's like, a little bit of my heart breaks when I drop, you know, Ben off at Carol's, because he already knows what it's like to not be with the father or the mother of his baby, you know? So
every
he has
day,
experience. Yeah. So he's like, I thought maybe, you know, the next one was going to stick. And then he says, you know, like, well, I had this vision of what a family looks like. And then that vision is getting further away, you know? And so I thought that was a pretty good, like, it almost makes me cry, because it's pretty good, like, understanding what really is happening to him.
Yeah. And he's worried about not having that with Rachel and the baby. But it's interesting because Joey also asks him, like, you know, who do you see like being that woman? And he says he doesn't see Rachel. Like, the head is not Rachel.
Yeah.
He just sees a banging body.
Smoking bod or something.
Smoking bod, but he doesn't see Rachel.
But he used to. It used to be.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good for us also to hear what he feels like, but also to blatantly tell us, no, they're not going to get together.
Yeah. And the reaction at the end of the date was interesting, because instead of him kind of saying like, oh, it didn't work out. Oh, okay, great. He was supporting her. He was mm-hmm. telling her, you know, it's going to be different.
With her 15 candy bars.
Yeah. So it was going to be different. His reaction isn't like, it was a supportive reaction.
Yeah. It wasn't your typical Ross reaction. The way that we saw him reacting when she first found out about the baby was like very Ross. And then afterwards it was like, okay, well, you know, like he was supportive and, you know, things will get better and all that stuff. But so
Rachel's
then Ross,
face at the end.
Yes. So then Ross walks into Central Park and he runs into Mona from the wedding. That was the one that, you know, he was stepping, babies or little girls were stepping on his feet to impress. So we never really saw anything from her. I knew she was coming back, but they start chatting. Rachel opens the door because she just had a nice conversation with Ross about dating. And she looks at him and she's like, well, that's too bad. What if Mona wasn't there? What would have happened?
I think she was going in there to be like, hey, do you want to go out to a movie just like as mom and dad, not like as in a date? I think maybe she would have.
As a fan, wishful thinking, we have these like visions and expectations in our head. She's going in there, swing the door open and say, oh, I love you, Ross. Let's be together.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that was going to happen.
No, of course not.
But that would have been great.
That would have been great.
It would have ended the season right then and
exactly.
there.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. But I like how they put these little tidbits in there to, you know, like keep us going. Like, mm-hmm. what's she thinking about it? Is Ross thinking about it? Like, it's always a back and forth ping pong. So the writers and the creators are very clever to keep us on edge.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's take a quick break and then we'll talk about Phoebe and Monica and what they were doing this whole time.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And we're back. So during this whole entire time, Phoebe, in the very first scene in the episode, Phoebe goes to visit Monica in her kitchen at her restaurant, and Phoebe meets a cute, is he a baker? He's a sous chef. He's a sous chef.
Like the assistant.
Yes, because I sous stand. That was my favorite line. So she meets him, and it's Monica's sous chef, and then they start dating. And so turns out he's a little too needy, and Phoebe wants to break up with him, but then he's not very good at his job, so Monica wants to break up with him, and they're fighting over who's going to dump him or, you know, fire him first. And so it was kind of mean in the way that they were just kind of treating him like whatever. You know, I thought like that was like, who's going to dump him first and all that. But they were considerate, being like, you know, you can't be the bitch who's going to dump him after he gets fired. You can't be the bitch who's going to fire him after he gets dumped. So it's kind of like, it's a funny thing, but it was kind of mean. I feel bad for him, you know, for Tim. Right.
Phoebe is so mean when it comes to men. Like, she just, she's very blunt and she's just like ready, like to just break their hearts. But when it comes to animals or people or like the greater good, like she's so pure and so caring and stuff. Yeah. But men, forget it.
Forget it. Well, and the only time we've seen her be like really sincere is with Dave, the scientist guy that goes off to Minsk. And so
I still like him.
Yeah. So that's the only time we've seen her be sincere. But everything else, like any other love interest that comes in, she's just like, whatever. So yeah, and that's what she does. And so they kind of argue over who's gonna break up with him first, and then they both kind of just yell at him for it. Like, you're fired. I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah. So he gets paid. He's out with Phoebe and Phoebe's trying to break up with him, but he gets paged by Monica saying, I need you here like quickly. So he runs over to Monica while he's blowing a kiss to Phoebe. She catches it. But as soon as he walks away, she throws the kiss away.
I know.
And so she goes over, and then Phoebe knows what Monica's doing. So she runs over to the restaurant and they're both like trying to break up with him. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Monica lets him go, and then Phoebe comes in and like lets him go. But then in the end, Monica rehires him because she feels bad that she let him go. Like, he got dumped twice.
Yeah. So then she rehires him, say there's a learning curve. And then like Monica goes, or then Phoebe goes, good luck here, shakes his hand and leaves.
It was funny because it was almost like you would have thought Phoebe would have taken him back too, but she just didn't.
Yeah. And she didn't at all. So Tim, who's the sous chef, is played by Kevin Ram, and he's still acting today. He's from Mad Men. He was Ted in Mad Men. He was in Bates Motel. He's in Madame Secretary. And I recognized him from Love, Victor. It's that Hulu show on that's currently on. He's Mr. Campbell. So he's still actively acting today. So he looks so little in this, you know, so young. Obviously, it was a while ago. But it's good to know 20 years later, he's still booking roles. So Tim was a good get. And then the other storyline was random as well. The only thing that we got from this is Chandler's middle name. So we see Chandler at work and he's chatting and Ross comes and meets him for lunch. And then one of his colleagues calls him Toby. And I thought that was funny because Toby's not his real name. And then
and
Ross
is
like,
what?
Like
Chandler.
Yeah. They gave him another silly name, you know? So then this becomes this whole thing because Chandler's boss sees that he's talking to Bob from Six, and Chandler's boss asks him what he thinks Bob from Six to bring him up. And Chandler says no, because he doesn't want to tell Bob from Six that his real name is Chandler. Mm-hmm. And then so it's better than Muriel. And then he's talking to Ross during this conversation, and Ross is like, Muriel. And he goes, Chandler M. Bing.
Yeah. And it's funny because this whole time too, so Chandler wants to tell everyone, or that guy, his real name isn't Toby. But as soon as, you know, he finds out he blocked the promotion from this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy ends up wanting to look for Chandler. He doesn't say his real name is Chandler.
Yeah.
Instead,
he can't go back
to
it.
he's like looking for Chandler's office so he can talk to him, and he doesn't know where he's at. And then in the end, you see the guy, the colleague, go over to Chandler's office and trash it. And Chandler walks in and he's like, I found Chandler's office. And I forget if he asked him to help trash it, but at the end Chandler was trashing it his own office without the other guy knowing that it was his office.
That's hilarious. And I like the line that Chandler, or that Ross says when he finds out, he goes, Chandler Muriel Bing, boy, your parents didn't even give you a chance. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was.
So So, and then that's it. That's all we see, you know, with a little work drama. It's nice to see them like dealing with other people, you know, other than themselves. So I guess that was cool. And Bob from Six is played by Chris Parnell, who does voice work for Rick and Morty and Jerry on Family Guy. So Chris Parnell, he's been part of Rick and Morty for a long time doing voice work. He's still currently doing it. So again, 20 years later, he's part of a hit animated show. So that's that. And then let's see what else.
Oh, this episode, I don't know if you guys noticed the end. Did you guys notice it was dedicated to Richard Cox, Courtney's dad, who passed away the month before this episode aired.
Oh, that's nice.
From cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice that they do that.
Coming
up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, the friends go to Monica and Chandler's Halloween party and Phoebe meets Ursula's fiance, who is a huge movie star. Subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.